tremendous news for Finn Harps, and indeed for soccer and for sport in Donegal. It's a massive investment of €4 million by the government, and it's the absolute maximum 75% of the grant and of the cost that the government is giving towards this. And it's very unusual that you would see a full 75% maximum grant allocated. And really, that's an understanding on behalf of the government of the importance of delivering this project, and also of the challenges in terms of finding any funding from other sources to actually ensure that it can be completed. So 75% was agreed by Minister Jack Chambers, who I must thank for his tremendous effort and understanding of the importance of this project and how he's engaged with Finn Harps, the club, and the stadium committee since his appointment. And I want to recognise the tremendous work by the stadium committee in bringing this project forward, because it's been on the go now for a long period of time. The stadium, of course, was started over 10 years ago, but the funding model at that stage wasn't able to continue. So despite having been started, it has been sitting idle since then. And Minister Chambers really understood the importance of getting this project going again, and of the absolute need for a maximum 75% project or funding to achieve that. So while there's a lot of work ahead, this is a massive day for Finn Harps and a massive day for sport in Donegal, and comes, of course, at a great time, as at the top of the league as well. And certainly I look forward now to continuing to work with the club to support them in any way I can in terms of how the project moves forward. But there's no doubt that €4 million investment in the heart of soccer in our county and in the heart of sport in our county is really, really tremendous news. And I'm very grateful for this funding from Minister Chambers and Minister Catherine Martin.
A lot of work to be done, but a lot of work, as you say, already done. It has been lying idle for the best part of 10 years. Like, you'd imagine with some of the work already done, once that money is drawn down, you could see shovels in the ground quite quickly.
I would certainly hope so, but I think there is more work for the club to do. There's been over €1 million spent on the project already to bring it to where it's at, but the vast majority of the way is still to go. And certainly the funding model that had been in place back at the very start was no longer sustainable given the collapse in property prices in 07, 08. So that was a real blow to Finn Harps and a real blow to sport in the county. The project didn't continue at that point in time. But the absolute importance of finding a new mechanism, which this time involved very heavy investment by the government, was really crucial. And the club really came together. And as I say, Mr. Jack Chambers really understood the importance of that. And despite the fact that we rarely see a 75% grant for these types of projects, he has delivered on it. And I know that's a massive boost for sport in the county and puts Finn Harps in a really strong position now to push on and ensure that this stadium is finished and deliver a real flagship facility for sport in the county and for Finn Harps into the future.